We have the pleasure of visiting with the Vice President of the United States, Mr. Dick Cheney. We know you played football. You were an all-state football player in Wyoming, and you played a little bit of baseball, didn't you?
I did, yeah. We played American Legion ball in Wyoming, but the last time I did that, I guess I was about 17 years old, so that was 45 years ago.
Position player or pitcher?
I pitched and played third base. We didn't have that big a team. You had to double up.
Here's Gresolonic with Wood at first base. No one out, or one out, rather. Casey playing behind Wood. Now Gresolonic backs away from the plate.
Do you get a chance to see much baseball? I mean, with the demands on your time and the position that you hold in this country, I mean, you've got Baltimore right down the road to see the Orioles. You and Mrs. Cheney ever get a chance to go see some baseball?
I get out maybe two or three games a year.
That's
it.
That
is about it. Yeah, it'll be opening like this or maybe get the playoffs for a game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard, you know. It's the nature of the beast in terms of the job.
Oh, absolutely.
There'll be plenty of time for it when we're through.
Yeah.
That day will come.
Do you and the president ever discuss the Montreal situation?
It's come up a time or two.
I bet, yeah.
Well, of course, there's a group in Washington trying very hard to get a team in Washington again.
Which fellow by the name of Collins, I guess, has tried forever and ever to get a ballpark club to come into Washington, D.C.
And ever since the Senators left,
they've
been trying to work it out.
I'd love to see a club go back to Washington. I really would.
It's a great baseball town.
Yeah.
A ball of strike to Gresolonic, and the stretch in the pitch, breaking ball, drops in for a called strike, and a 1-2 count to Mark Gresolonic. He has 1-for-2 this afternoon and scored a run.
Busy year for you folks, huh?
Looks that way.
It sure does.
A lot of work going on, a lot of stuff happening around the world, and then, of course, campaign on top of that.
So. You pleased with the way things look as far as the economy is concerned?
I mean, I am. I think all the signs are heading in the right direction.
1-2 pitch swung on and missed, and Lytle picks up his second strikeout.
And, of course, the employment numbers are looking good. We got those out last week. We've got some 400,000 jobs created here in the last couple of months and since the first of the year. So everything's, I think, moving in the right direction.
How you feeling? You look great.
Feel good. I'm well-behaved. Take good care of myself.
I'm sure this lady back here has something to do with that.
Well, and I don't have as much fun as I used to.
Well, I got to tell you, I enjoy you when you're on with Tim Russert. You might be his favorite guest.
We've done that a number of times over the years, and Tim does a great job.
He really does.
He
sure does.
Patterson to the plate. He takes a low and inside a ball. Corey, a home run, and was hit by a pitch, and he scored two of the five Chicago runs. Lytle works, and Patterson a swing and a miss on a breaking ball way out in front. Count evens 1-1.
So now you're in New Orleans tonight?
Be in New Orleans tonight, and there's a Senate race down there next year,
right?
This come November. And then I'll be back in Washington late tonight and then be in the office tomorrow. I'm out on the road usually a couple days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday I take off for Asia for a week.
Lytle delivers, and Patterson a swing and a miss. And it's a 1-2 count to Corey Patterson.
Your impressions of this ballpark? I know we were talking about Houston. You were involved with...
With the new one down there. And, of course, the different style structures.
Sure.
This is a beautiful park. It's got all the amenities. Great setting here overlooking the Ohio River.
It really is.
A 1-2 count to Corey Patterson. Wide already. He delivers, and it's taken in the dirt, blocked nicely by Jason LaRue. Count evens 2-2.
You mentioned Jim Bunning. Jim, of course, was here today. Mike DeWine was here.
Right. Yeah, they stood down there and watched me throw that pitch.
Did they have any comment when you came off the field?
They couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you, Jim Bunning, when I played against him.
Sure.
You talk about a competitor.
Oh, he was. I served with him in the House of Representatives before he ran for the Senate.
Pitch inside and the full count to Patterson.
And I see a lot of them now because my only real job is as president of the Senate under the Constitution. So I have lunch up there every Tuesday and usually see Jim at those lunches.
Three balls, two strikes, two out, and now Casey moves deeper behind Wood at first base. Lytle ready with the payoff. He sets and delivers, and it's strike three call. Gets the inside corner with a fastball. That takes care of things. The Cubs get
we want to thank you for being with us today, not only on the field, but also here in the radio booth. Give our best to President Bush, and we look forward to a very successful November.
All right, we'll do it.
Good luck,
Joe.
Joe,
thank you, too.
Vice President, thank you.
Well, it's great to meet you. I had your card when I was a kid.
Oh, how are you going? I love that.
All right.
Now you just hurt me.
All right, good to talk to you.